Israeli tanks and helicopters today raided a Palestinian refugee camp in the Gaza Strip and destroyed buildings. Residents said one Palestinian civilian was killed. The ongoing violence challenges a new plan for Palestinian forces to take over security in Bethlehem and Gaza. Troops did pull out of Bethlehem, but in the rest of the West Bank, Palestinians remain under Israeli occupation. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Nablus, where Palestinians have begun to defy the Israeli-imposed curfew.
On the main road into Nablus, shops are shuttered and an Israeli tank swings its turret toward anything that moves. Israeli officials call Nablus the bomb-making capital of the West Bank. And since its imposition in June, the 24-hour curfew has been lifted just 7 times, and then only for a few hours. But inside the crowded alleyways of the Kasbah, or historic old city of Nablus, the picture is completely different. Since the weekend, the curfew is being openly defied by hundreds of Palestinians. They crowd the narrow market streets buying fruit, vegetables, and freshly baked bread. Nidal Al-Amri, a burly 36-year-old, stands by his cart of onions and apples. Speaking through a translator, he says he keeps an eye out for Israeli soldiers.
We defy the curfew, and when the soldiers came, we run away and we close everything. When they go, we return and open our stores. It is like the game of a mouse and a cat.
But that game can have deadly consequences. Last month, after a similar attempt to defy the curfew, Israeli troops backed by tanks launched a large-scale raid on the Kasbah. At least 2 Palestinians were killed. Human rights groups say the curfew has intensified hardships in Nablus, the West Bank's largest city. They say there are shortages of milk and baby food. Suher Freita, who works for the Palestinian Authority in Nablus, says Palestinians feel they have no choice but to defy the lockdown.
Well, you know, they are under great pressure from being prisoners in their houses. They need to buy foods. They need to go to see each other. Even social life paralyzed, education paralyzed, every aspect of life here is totally closed. And I think people need to defy the curfew because it's a kind of resistance.
Freita says Israel has crushed the resistance in Nablus by massive arrests and widespread demolitions of buildings. Especially in the old city, heaps of rubble are everywhere. Israeli human rights groups say that since the beginning of the Israeli-Palestinian fighting almost 2 years ago, at least 250 Palestinians have been killed in and around Nablus. Speaking through a translator, Mahmoud Al-Alul, the Palestinian governor of Nablus, says the harsh Israeli measures only produce more Palestinian hatred.
Pressure brings explosion. The people can't live with the suffer, and they are leaving their houses to bring bread and the very basic things, bread and medicine. And many times they are a target for the soldiers that they can shoot at them. And we saw that people were dying while they were bringing food and medicine for their kids.
Besides ignoring the curfew, there's a new display of Palestinian anger. Boys as young as 8 wear homemade necklaces, each with a photo of someone they call a Palestinian martyr, a friend, relative, or neighbor killed by Israeli troops. Defying the curfew could result in more Palestinian casualties, says Dalal Salama, a Palestinian Legislative Council member from the Nablus district. But she says the measure is doing nothing to stem the defiance.
Yes, there is a curfew, but the people themselves, they left up the curfew and they went outside their houses. They opened their shops and their stores. They try to live ordinary life, despite they expect that there will be a shelling and shooting any time.
Palestinians in Nablus say they do not believe the Israeli troops will pull back any time soon. And they say they have nothing left to lose. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Nablus.